Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, first to talk about Skola Linux or Debian Edu. Basically, Debian Edu and Skola Linux were started at the same time from different groups, and then they merged. Both names are still used. I tend to say that Debian Edu is the project name and Skola Linux is the distribution. Skola is Norwegian and means school. Who of you has heard about Skola Linux before? And who has installed it? Okay. Yeah, that's the outline of the talk. Not sure if I stay in the time, we'll see. Yeah, I've been using Debian for a long time, and since 4 years I'm contributing back. Also quite long in the new maintainers queue, because I've not really bothered to get through it and rather worked on Debian. I'm involved in the fully automatic installation project. And quite a lot since 3 years of in Debian Edu. Yeah, well, that's enough. Debian Edu is 5 years old. It's an official Debian sub-project and a custom distribution, so it's different kind. You can get an install CD from Debian Edu. We use mailing lists and other stuff, but we also meet quite often in real life, like in 5 years, more than 25 times. There's 30 people working mostly on Debian Edu, but we use lots of Debian packages. We only have, in fact, we have 6 to 10 packages who are different from Debian Edge at the moment, but for Lenny we plan to get that down to 0. We'll have probably 2 packages which are not in Debian, and the others are just newer version because Edge is frozen. It's used in 200 schools, mostly in Norway, where it originates from. And there's one school which has 30,000 users, administrated by normal people, more or less, not IT experts. Yeah, that's the distribution. Not sure if you can see it. So it's mostly Europe, Norway, Germany. It's spreading to France now. Almost every country in Europe has one. 3 installations in Africa, 1 in South America, Japan, and 1 other in, I don't know what it is, Indonesia. Yeah, what does schools need? Why can't they use proper Debian? They want an out-of-the-box setup because usually teachers just set it up, or the IT guy of the school who's not really, doesn't have much time to spend on it. Usually schools also have low resources, old computers. Localization is important because it's also used for from the first grade on, so pupils don't speak English mostly. And to be able to learn the source code availability is also good. And we have some specific, we make a CD and we put some emphasis on tools used in schools on it. But schools also need Office, which is now Open Office, Java, and Flash. In Norway, lots of tests for schools are done in Flash, so we really need Flash, which kind of sucks. But all in all, the requirements are not very specific to schools at all, so it's also used in offices or other places. Yeah, we have an architecture, so if you... which is always the same. So if you install it, you first install the server, which always gets the IP 10.0.2.2, and the router also has the fixed IP, so there's nothing to decide for the teacher, he just installs it. Then there's thin clients server, which are also on this 10 network, and thin clients are on a different network segment. So we support 65,000 machines in the network without that the person who maintains the network doesn't need to know much about network configuration. We simplified the Debian installer. You can install normal Debian with less keystrokes than entering a Windows registry key, and Debian Edu is even easier. We have a question in the beginning, do you want to install the server? Or you can, it's a multiple choice? No. So you can say, I want the server and the synth client server on the same machine, or I just want to have a synth client server. The other two profiles, standalone is another, and I forgot the third. We install the usual services, and LDAP is supposed to work out of the box for the user database and the home DS. And it's a KDE-based desktop with Java, Flash, and OpenOffice. KDE because when Google Linux was started, it looked more like Windows, and we wanted people to be familiar. And we also have a complete end-user documentation which deals with everything, including setting up the router, configuring the LDAP, using the LDAP, and it's 200 pages or something. Yeah, the development model is basically what Debian does, or not really. We have everything in a source code management system. We use CVS, which there's some, the documentation is still in CVS, but we move everything to SVN now. We also have two bug tracking systems, which is kind of stupid in my opinion, which is also historical reasons. For the packages, we use the Debian one, and we use, for general bugs, we use the Bugzilla installation. We try to commit everything back upstream, follow the license terms, of course, encourage GPL for our software, and we try to encourage new developers so that they can learn and become developers. And we don't have a voting system or anything like in Debian. We use a list with mailing list, which is normal Debian mailing list. We have an IRC channel where we have monthly meetings, which summaries on the Debian wiki. Oh, I forgot the wiki URL. You also use wikidebian.org/debianedu with capital D and capital E. We have our own FTP archive, which also runs a complete duck installation. And it's also, we give upload rights to everybody who agrees to follow the previous slide, our development model. This is more, our archive is so that we can develop our changes, which we still need to, which are different, diverse from Debian. And once we commit or upload a new package, then automatically the test CD, the edge CDs are built in the same time. So Debian recently switched to 2 CD builds a day, and we have as many as we have changes. We have edge and we have edge test, which edge test is basically our SID, which is so we upload to edge test, and when we say, okay, this package is fine, then we move it to our edge. Debian Edu has also contributed quite a lot back to Debian. Of course, this in the CDD tools, through the SLX Labs is the name, is the foundation, which is organizing the, what is it? The structural side of Debian Edu has founded Joey Hess to work on Debian installer. Interestingly, this paying a developer in Debian Edu took 15 months to discuss. And what in result of this was also preceding in Debian installer. SLX Labs has also founded Joey working on testing security for Debian. We now bring the LTSP. LTSP is the Linux in server? No, what is it? Linux Terminal Server Project, the SYN clients. So we polish these packages so that in Lenny, the next release, because Edge is frozen, we cannot bring those polish packages in Edge, so we will use them now. And we have quite a lot of developers who started in Debian Edu and now are now Debian developers. And also because we need Java and Gnash is the GNU Flash implementation, we support these efforts by founding meetings or whatever. So currently we want to release our Edge as soon as possible after Debian Edge. So this is what is left over to do. We used to use Webmin as an LDAP tool, but Webmin was removed from Debian. So we are now working on another administration tool for LDAP. And we found that there are quite a few LDAP tools in Debian, but they are all not, they're mostly technical and also have, sometimes have not the features teachers need. They need to turn off a classroom so that the classroom has no internet access, or a group of pupils doesn't have internet access. We have two packages now which we are looking at and hope that we can get that ready as soon as possible. The documentation is also not updated for Edge. It's still on the Sarge level. And we also want a single install CD so that we can ship it. And we also don't want DVDs because many schools don't have DVD drives in their computers. And multimedia is another issue because, of course, people want to have not a the setup is that there's a server and synth clients, and the people want to have sound working on the synth clients, and this is a challenge too. And it's not sure if we manage to release our Edge for PowerPC and AMD 64 because we only started in the with PowerPC 4 months ago and AMD 64 basically a month ago. There are also live CDs for Debian Edu, one for a standalone machine and another for the router. And they are manually built and maintained. But they are quite useful so that people can look how Debian Edu looks like. Yeah, if you're interested in joining, we need lots of people. Come to me, talk to me, or look at the web pages, join the mailing lists. We would be very happy to get new people working on it. Yeah, that's it. Thanks. Any questions?
So what are the primary differences between Debian and Debian EDU? Is it simply a subset, or are there specialized packages just for education?
We pre-configure it more. Debian is just a framework which you can tweak to your needs, and we configure it like how we expect or how we know from working with schools since 5 years what they want. But we don't have, we try to get every package. If you need a new packages, then we push it in Debian. Just at the moment, as Edge is frozen, we don't do that. Yeah, it's more tailored for the education environment.
It feels to me that what you're trying to do more is make sure Debian supports what you need in educational rather than make something else that is based on Debian that works in schools.
Yeah, we don't change Debian.
Yeah, yeah.
We tweak it a bit. Yeah, and we sponsor conferences.
For those who don't know, Debian EDU sponsored, I think, have been paying for a few meetings in Europe.
Yeah.
Where a bunch of people will go and talk on a specific topic and sort out some problems that are affecting both Debian EDU and Debian in general. So, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, then I move on.
We have a thing that's scheduled, right?
It's.
We'll take a